comedy group Auntie Donna released their debut album earlier this year, aptly called The Album. It brings together 16 tracks with collaborators like Demi Lardner, Montaigne, and Michelle Brazier. Broden and Zach from the group, as well as Michelle, join us now in studio. Good morning.
Hello. Yeah, we brought Michelle.
Good morning. We thought, everyone's always talking about their special guests, aren't they? They're always on radio going, oh, we got this person in, we got that person in. But you know they didn't care. That person just came in for half a day. Michelle cared so much, she's come in to talk about being a special guest on our album.
I've moved in with the guys. I've moved into each of their houses, actually. So it's not just like one of those half hours in studio. This is like serious collab.
She's moved into all of our houses. That's how serious she is about this collaboration.
So how does living in three houses work for you?
I love it. I've got four beds and I've got five dogs. Thank you.
But I'm unhappy because I feel it's an invasion of my home, my family, and my fridge.
Okay. All right. I stock the fridge and I feel like that was something you could have brought up.
Just
personally,
stock the fridge with eels.
Yeah, okay. That's something we could talk about privately.
Just, Michelle, we just wanted you to come in and record a couple of songs, do some backing vocals, and you literally moved into all of our houses.
Yeah, you
and put edges in our fields.
You put edges in our fields.
I meant to say eels in our fridges.
You put eels in our fridges. I don't like jellied eels. Broden doesn't like jelly deals. Yes, Mark likes jelly deals, but you didn't check with him.
Okay.
You were lucky that he... And that's how I find it. That's how I find out you move into my house.
Okay, some friends like surprises. Yeah? Some friends like surprises.
I go to work, I see Mark's eating jelly deals. I go, how'd you get jelly deals? He goes, Michelle moved into my house. And I go, well, jelly deals are in my fridge too.
I went to the deli, okay? I did a good thing.
We know you went to the deli.
Yeah. Okay,
we
sure.
know.
Okay, some people eat all your food. You want me to eat all your biscuits?
No, I just don't want to have jellied eel all day.
And so I don't think you need 20 kilos of jellied eel. That's enough jellied eel to feed you for a week.
Yeah.
Enough jellied eel for a snack.
I don't need snacks. I need sustenance.
Tom and Zoe, I'm so sorry.
No, that's quite all right. So it sounds like touring life is going really well.
No, it's hell.
It's hell.
Apart from being in the beautiful city of churches, it's been hell.
And can I just say, it's really hard to find good jelly deal in Adelaide. I've been looking everywhere.
And that's because of that legislation that couldn't pass yesterday. Am I right, Adelaide?
Adelaide.
Let's open those shops past 3 in the afternoon. Let's do it, guys.
You guys do a ding every time we do a local reference.
Well, you have touched upon a nerve because I would guess most of the time you guys would be here during fringe season, most of your previous visits. Mm-hmm. So you're here outside of that to see like the real Adelaide.
When you say fringe season, are you referring to the time of the year when lots of live events are on? Or are you talking to that time of the year when everyone grows their own fringe?
Because I've got a big forehead. I know if you're listening at home, you're just hearing my voice. You don't know that I got a big forehead. So I was like, is that a read? Are you saying, oh, this guy's got a big forehead? Is that what you mean by fringe season?
That's kind of rude. This is my housemate that you're talking about. And I don't really appreciate that kind of behaviour.
Well, I do apologise for the faux pas.
Yeah, here's the thing. Adelaide goes into lockdown when Zach comes because they're like, oh, let's land that plane on his forehead. No, that's not a landing strip. That's Zach's head.
It's really rude, Adelaide. And it's just every time I come to Adelaide, people are just constantly making digs about my big forehead. Fringe this, fringe that. Have you seen the fringe? And I'm like, wow, guys.
But it's a joy to be in Adelaide.
A joy.
It's a joy.
An absolute.
We're going to get down to Unley Pool.
Ding.
Ding.
We're going to get over to Castle Plaza.
Ding.
We're going to pronounce Castle Castle.
Ding.
We're going to go to Marion.
Ding.
We're going to go to...
Eggs, chocolates.
Hey, do you have a text line?
No.
I can text you.
Do you want me to text you? Tweet us at Radio Adelaide. Does anyone remember the laser tag that used to be in Port Adelaide in the late 90s that I went to all my birthday parties at? Laser tag / paintball in Port Adelaide. It was a big factory.
Oh, I think that still exists.
I don't know if it does. It used to be called Voltron.
Oh, okay.
Broden lived in Adelaide for about 6 years?
Seven, 20 years.
But he lived there for a long time ago. So it was quite a long time ago that he lived there. So whenever he makes references, whenever we come to Adelaide, we're in Adelaide right now doing shows. And
you're in Adelaide if you're listening.
And you're in Adelaide.
Welcome to Adelaide.
Welcome to Adelaide. And it's really fun because Broden just has these these slam dunk references. He'll be in the middle of a show and he'll just be like, Castle Plaza. And everyone's like, oh my God, that's my shops. And then he'll go, 24 hour Hungry Jack's. Like, that's where I get my cheese. And then he'll just say something like, oh, that, you know, that What's New shop around the corner, and people will be like, no, that's been closed 20 years, man.
That's, I almost just did that because I was going to reference the Disney store at Marion, but we all know that's long gone.
That's gone. So for all you kids at home, Disney used to have shops. You could just go to the shop. It's like a little Disneyland in every shopping centre.
But it would have closed at 5 p.m. Like, all it would have closed at 5 p.m. in Adelaide.
Yes. Sorry, go on. Sorry,
no, next question. I'm so sorry.
We're with Broden and Zach from Auntie Donna and their support, Michelle Brazier, ahead of their album launch tonight. So you had your first show at Fowler's last night. Mm-hmm. How did that go?
It was two things.
It was bangers.
It was mash. It was bangers and mash.
We had bangers. We came out bangers, yeah. And we came off mash.
Mash.
And I didn't realise you were called Fowler's. Because there's literally fowls all throughout the venue.
Yeah, they were playing at Fowler's Live.
No one mentioned that?
No. So there's a lot of guinea fowl.
Just many fowls.
Which we didn't know.
No, and the thing is, you know, people love to get into it. It's a comedy show, but it's fun, like a rock and roll show. And people are moshing. I'm like, be careful of the guinea fowls.
Yeah, but the guinea fowls, they can hold their own. That's the thing that we didn't realise that they had experienced such a rock and roll lifestyle since they docked.
There's a lot of game. So there's elk.
Mm. A lot of elk. Some kangaroo, which a lot of people don't realise is game. It's a tough meat.
Monopoly,
that's a game.
Was it difficult to fit the whole audience in when it was so crowded?
With the fowls?
Yeah, with the fowl. And
well, fowls are quite small. So the thing is, they don't take up a lot of extra space. They're like sand to the audience's pebbles. You know, they just fill in around. So you can have a sold-out show, get everyone in there, and then you just put fowls amongst them.
Yeah. If things start to feel dangerous, you just say, everyone, bend down, grab a little chicken, grab a little deer, yeah. grab a little game.
Of Monopoly,
and just put them in your arms, and you're just going to cradle them while we do a dance. And that we did about three quarters of the way through.
I'd just like to say, I wanted to perform at the Night Train.
Ding.
Ding.
But we all know that closed.
It unfortunately
and
did.
Why?
Why did it close?
I'm not too sure.
What's the Night Train?
Everyone got terrified. It was basically a semi-themed restaurant.
I'd say it was fully themed.
That was not what I was expecting.
No, but no, it was more like a semi-restaurant, more like, you know, it was a fully themed restaurant where, you know, people that'd scare you and, like, there'd be occasional incidences and...
It was spook-themed.
Spook-themed, yes.
It was a spooky restaurant. We had some incidents and it was lots of fun. That sounds like a really great place. I was expecting it to be like a nightclub,
me
but
too.
It's never what you expect in Ballarat, in Adelaide. It's never what, God, no.
Zach, it's time to make an apology to the people of South Australia.
Is it fringe time?
To the people of South Australia, I want to apologise for saying Ballarat. That's where I grew up. I grew up in Ballarat, so it was just a simple mistake to make. I feel like I'm at home here in Adelaide, and that's why I made that mistake.
Oh, good job.
You've got to have penance, which is 9 Farmers Union iced coffees.
Ding.
And a Villy dog.
Do you know Farmers Union iced coffee in South Australia? It's the only state where Farmers Union iced coffee is more popular than buying a house. That's really? People invest in Farmers Union iced coffee here.
I thought you were going to say Coke.
No. People invest in Farmers Union. People will buy if they'll save up $40,000 instead of getting some sort of mortgage. They'll just buy $40,000 worth of Farmers Union iced coffee.
I've been actually thinking about doing that. Yeah, when I move out of you guys' houses, I might just get some chocolate milk.
Problem is, they're only good for like a week.
Chucky coffees. We love the fringe, and it is different. Not fringe time is what we're saying. But it's different, but it's still beautiful.
But that's it. Just give someone a go. Head down to the gardens.
No, don't start plugging Adelaide Fringe because that's in February.
Head down.
Yeah.
You got Gluttony?
Michelle, go to a smaller,
lesser known venue.
It's and October.
Actually, to go to the Garden, because I usually perform in the Garden.
And we know you're going to go and see Will Anderson. Go see Will Anderson. But afterwards, just go and see a circus show.
What's on after? Oh, burlesque.
Go see a burlesque
show.
Stop
plugging Fringe.
Oh, my goodness.
Please stop plugging Fringe.
I'll never stop plugging Fringe.
We're forever Fringe.
Maybe we could plug something else, your album, the album.
Nah, it's all good. Yeah, no, please do. You said it's our first album. It's most likely our last album. Right. We're coming on to announce we're breaking up.
That's very sad. So make sure you get down to Fellas tonight before Auntie Donna.
We're not really breaking up, but we probably won't do an album for a while now. This is a sketch comedy group.
Yeah, this is your last chance to see the greatest. I don't want to overhype it here, but the greatest show that anyone has ever made. That's tonight at Fowler's.
It's the best show to hit Adelaide since Big Day Out Showgrounds 2003.
Did you go to that?
No, I didn't go to that. But the showgrounds are so good. Whether you want to go to the flower show. Do you have a flower show?
And let me tell you, I don't care what Billy Corgan has been saying in the news. We love performing in Adelaide. We love you, Adelaide.
He's referring to Billy Corgan said something defamatory about Adelaide in 2013, maybe.
That's a great one to look up so I get that reference.
Well, we love you, Adelaide.
Now, before we let you guys go, I have to ask, you guys were nominated for an ARIA for this album. Is that something that is even in consideration when you put together like a project like this?
It's the sole reason why I signed on. I said, I'll do it, but only if we get nominated for an ARIA.
Well, we don't call them ARIAs, we call them Pointy Boys. Yeah. Because of the shape of the statue.
Oh, of course, yes.
Yeah.
And we call Logies... what do we call Logies?
Wobbly Boys.
Lumpy Boys.
Lumpy Boys I like more than Wobbly Boys. Can we go back? Ask that question again.
What are we... All right, where am I? What's my motivation?
You're here, you're in an interview, you got two sick, awesome hosts, Radio Adelaide, and you want to find out what we call Logies.
All right. Come on, Broden, do this.
You can do it, Broden. Right.
Hey.
Hey, Broden.
What's the shape of a Logie?
Lumpy Boys.
Wobbly Boys. Oh, sorry.
I've ruined the day.
1, 2, 3.
Lumpy Boys.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Hey, we're going to hit up the markets now. Probably take in some of that fresh food. Then head out to Snow. We're going to go home.
Made a mistake.
Cover.
Cover. So we got an awesome show at Fellas tonight. If you're sitting around going, I got nothing to do tonight, come see our play. Come see our play at Fellas. Our music play.
Come and see our musical. Come and see our beautiful musical.
It's like a rock and roll show.
It is like a rock and roll show, and there's no seats. You've got to stand up. You've got to dance.
And Michelle's doing a support act.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fantastic time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys. I'm sorry that we've mentally fallen apart.
So this happens.
Hey, thank you so much for having us for your radio play. We really appreciate it.
We love you. Thank you for having us in the musical. It's been life-changing. Yeah. I love Rent. This is not Rent.
This is Breakfast Radio.
Thank you so much. I love Rent.
It's Radio Adelaide 101.5 if you drive to work.
Rent. Thank you. So Jonathan Larson actually passed away before he finished this play.
This is not Rent. This is Radio Adelaide.
Just the whole time we've been in this room working on this, I've felt his presence.
No.
This is Zoe and Tom on your drive to work.
Can you please play 525,600
It's called
minutes.
Seasons of Love, but we're not playing that song because it's Radio Adelaide.
525.
No.
You've made a horrible mistake.
I love you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Michelle Rozier and Zach and Broden from Honey Donna joining us live in the studio. Thank you so much. Catch them tonight at Fowler's for the album tour. I'm going to go to one from Courtney Barnett. This is a brand new one. It's called Small Talk.
This is Seasons of Love.
You're listening to Breakfast.